Eddie Greer III for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. First preview edition here in the fall 2025. First time this is podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this latest episode of this podcast. All things K-State sports, by the way. Football, men's basketball, women's soccer, and so much more. Again, this is very first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate it for you guys stopping by and giving us a listen. Yeah, yes, this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Folks, here as the 25 fall sports season will get underway, beginning while I'm recording this on Wednesday, August 13th. When y'all listen to this, it'll be game day going down tonight against Oral Roberts, folks. And I'm talking about, women's soccer here, folks, as we're getting fired up for that. And of course, the anticipation is finally here, folks. The new era is about to go down 6:30 at Buser Family Park. And these two teams play. And of course, I've been saying it all along, well, because it's on the schedule anyways, but the first 250 fans will receive and I'm just reading this off the script. 250 fans will receive a free K-State rally towel. Woo! Sounds like postseason to me, man. But if you can't make it to the game, it'll be Brian Smoller and Oscar Montenegro will have you on the call on ESPN Plus. If for those of you who are outside like me, the Manhattan area, ESPN Plus, you know what it is. I say it every year since the inception of the Pearl Project podcast in the series between these two, and I mentioned this several episodes back. 1-1-1 when taking on Oral Roberts there, and of course. And how about this? So there's plenty of firsts going around, and hopefully we're gonna be talking about a first win for Colin Corbin. We put that in existence, but Colin Corbin, obviously the new era of head coach Corbin officially begins tonight. And of course, you have this note here. This is gonna be the first time that Coach Corbin has faced Oral Roberts. So plenty of that going on there as well. There, of course, Case. Well, actually, hang on. So we got. We're gonna do this here. Okay, all right. Obviously, there's no stats to back it up because Case has not played a game yet as well. So that is Thursday there, and then we're gonna go ahead and look ahead to. Well, actually, I'm not gonna go that far. Not yet, anyways. but they got Portland State this weekend as well on Sunday. And these games are both at home. So really, you really look at it, Colin Corbin's going to be facing these two teams for the very first time in her coaching career. That is crazy. So the Wildcats again, Oral Roberts there as well. The Whiteout game as well. So there it is. There it is there as well. So let me see if there's anything else there. Yeah, so, okay, so last year, let's refresh a little bit. The last year under Mike DeBeanie, right? And I've said it. Look, Mike DeBeanie, he needs to get the credit where credit's due, right? But for the time he was here at K-State, the teams they brought in again, really the last 3 years, it seems to be younger teams, but again, bottom of the basement, right? Can Coach Corbin elevate this program to the next level? And then hopefully that all starts tonight there as well. Last year, the Cats scored only 17 goals a year ago. Ranked third, actually. Third highest in K-State school history there. K-State set a school record for players with at least one goal. Yeah, we talked about that at points last year. 12 different players scored. The Wildcats average, this is a shade of goal, 0.94 goals per game. That's not... I know we're not talking about football here, but that's not winning. That's not going to win you. And I know you're going to get a lot of 1-0 games and whatnot, but you got to find enough offense at least to get two. Because in the past, we under Mike DeBeanie, we've seen great defenses, and he brought in some great goaltenders, right? So I don't have no questions about that. to be honest, if I have confidence, I don't like using the word, but I'm going to throw it out there, confidence, I would say the defense side is going to be there for K-State. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. First preview of the fall schedule. We're talking K-State women's soccer. K-State tonight going down, ladies soccer against Oral Roberts going down. The Colleen Gordon era will finally, officially, and we're not talking about no spring ball or anything else like that, will officially begin tonight. So first win or first loss will go on that record. Hopefully we're talking about a K-State win tonight. But a lot of anticipation, excitement there as well. Also in this here, K-State, the assists, only 18. You imagine that, because K-State, yeah, that's a mind-blowing stat. 17 goals a year ago. Hopefully you put more than that. If you do that, that means you won more games. That's easy there as well. Kansas State soccer, women's soccer, 52 points in 2024 last year, which also ranked third in school history. 2.89 points per game by the Wildcats, ranked third in school history for a season there as well. Allison Marshall, tied for second in school history for game-winning goals in a single season with two. Her two game-winning goals tied the school record for game-winning goals by a freshman. You got to go back to Hannah Davis did that in the Mike DeBene era back in 2017 there as well. And again, for freshers, for those of you fresh to this podcast, going all the way back to last December, December 5th to be exact, Kansas State announced the second ever head coach in this program's history, Colleen Corbin. So again, there's that. And Corbin will enter her fourth season as a head coach. She was a head coach at Wyoming for the last 3 years, where she owned a career mark 22-24-12. That's a shade under 500 there as well. Better though. And of course, she comes from Oregon State grad there as well. And Corbin also came to Little Apple after a little stint with St. Louis as the associate head coach. So that's a little fresher there for you guys. If you're new to the podcast, if you're kind of going on, this soccer, yeah, but hey, a lot of anticipation tonight, and we'll see what happens with this. So that's a little preview. We'll talk Portland State after whatever happens goes down tonight with Oral Roberts at home. These two matches are at home. And, of course, K-State women's soccer will hit the road. But a lot of anticipation for this match tonight. Whiteout game. A K-State rally towel. Why not? Go out. You're in the area tonight. Go check out a women's soccer team. Brand new. Well, I won't say brand new. A new regime. After a long year, 9-year run by Mike DeBene, K-State women's soccer will wave the green flag. 10th season. That is crazy that we haven't met questions than that. But Gene Taylor pulled the trigger. Well, in this instance, because of Mike DeBene's health. And hopefully, again, shout out Mike DeBene. Continue to stay top of your health. That's the most important. But now, you got to move on from that and see if Colleen Corbin can elevate this program to the next level. And that is getting out of the laughing basement to show that K-State soccer is business here in 2025. Very excited to see what goes down at Busey Fanning Park later on tonight. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get where a podcast found, Freedom Bubble Daily. I'm a chance to record Kansas State content again. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your K-State podcast, there as well. Podbean app. And funny enough, actually, this actually might be over, when me and Alex hop on to record our predictions podcast on K-State football schedule in 2025, so we might squeeze in a little bit of Alex's reaction. Of course, you're going to get my solo reaction, per always, after every K-State sports event, whether that's football, women's soccer, men's women's basketball, so you know the deal is, especially for you listeners out there who have followed the show. I know y'all do, because we get a lot of listeners on this show, this everyday podcast. So you know the drill there as well. But for those of you new to the show, I will do a postcast of some sort after every Kansas State event, including instant reaction following K-State football every game, like I did last year. So you get that. So potentially, we might be talking soccer on the new edition, new episode coming out over on the Podbean app, which is going to be bonus content after, bonus coverage of the Pro Watcher Podcast, myself and Alex Ames. So could be talking to Taco over there. So more likely, probably, yeah, we might be talking over there a little bit after the our predictions over there. So definitely, it's gonna be jam packed from here. We'll be on there starting this week all the way through, pretty much, unless something comes up the rest of the year. So that's what we're going for there. So make sure you go over there. Yeah, but to access that, you gotta download the Podbean app and type in Greer 3 Idiots Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast for more bonus content. And who enjoys a lot of gangsta content? I know all y'all do. So go over there and subscribe to that channel, because we're gonna be coming in hot with a fresh episode going into the weekend. And that is between myself and Alex Aiden. And of course, we're gonna be recording our prediction. We're gonna go through the football schedule and predict one of our favorite episodes of the year this week. And then, of course, Iowa State preview and season preview next week over there. So yeah, this is exciting times right now around sports, obviously. Here between Manhattan and Kansas City. That's going to wrap things up on this preview edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, women's soccer, K-State ladies on the field tonight to kick off the Colin Corbin era against Oral Roberts, 6:30, Manhattan, Kansas, Buser Family Park, there as the new era officially begins. Alex Aiden, Santa California, Eddie Green coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Almost in Manhattan, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.